Hello and welcome to this program from FGM TV, bringing you news and views of Falun Gong in the week of August the 7th, 2001. I'm Susan Mitchell. Falun Gong is also called Falun Dafa. It is an ancient system from China for cultivating the mind, body, and spirit to harmonize with the characteristic of our universe, truth, compassion, forbearance, Zhen Shan Ren. In the news this week, escalating death toll of Falun Gong practitioners in China and continuing cases of abuse. Update on Yongjie Tan, the practitioner who was badly burned by police in China and who is now recovering in Houston, Texas. MPs Erwin Kotler and Scott Reed visit Jingyu's vigil in front of the Chinese embassy in Ottawa. She's there to free her Falun Gong husband in China. Retribution to a country that persecutes goodness. Grasslands in China suffer drought and plagues of locusts, while other provinces endure floods and an earthquake. Evidence that the government of China's statistics defaming Falun Gong are lies. A new life from Falun Dafa. How 5 years of depression and medical misery was immediately turned around by just reading the teachings of Falun Dafa. As of August the 7th, the number of Falun Gong practitioners known to have died as a result of mistreatment in custody is 268. In the past, Amnesty International, the human rights organization, said that the number of deaths is usually higher than can be verified. Accounts are received daily of more cases of inhuman abuse. Practitioners held in detention are regularly beaten, while at the same time deprived of sleep for nights on end. During the day, they are often questioned from 12 to 16 hours and forced to watch propaganda videos and listen to barrages of defamation slander in attempts to make them give up their beliefs. Those beliefs are centered on living their lives truthfully, compassionately, and tolerantly. These peaceful people are regularly beaten with electric batons, whips, belts, and even a new device made from a handful of electric wires. One woman, Kong Wei Xia, an engineer from Shifeng City, was detained in the first labor camp of Ping An Tai, Langjiao City, Gansu Province. She was beaten for 4 hours daily by criminals who had been ordered by the guards to do this. At one time, she was handcuffed to a pillar and not allowed to sleep for 20 days. After enduring such incredible hardships, if the person does not sign a guarantee to stop practicing Falun Gong, authorities will often refuse to release them when their scheduled detention time is over. Their sentences are then usually extended by 6 months to 1 year. Two practitioners from Jiangsu Province, Li Qingron and Li Guohua, were recently kidnapped by authorities and sent to Wu Taishan Mental Hospital in Yangzhou City. Many medications for mentally ill patients are being forced daily into these previously healthy people. It is not only the practitioners of Falun Dafa that are persecuted by their own government. Their families are also made to suffer. Li Linsheng and Ma Xuling, a retired couple from the Shijiazhuang No. 6 cotton weaving factory, are both Falun Dafa practitioners. After the crackdown began on July 20, 1999, policemen from Shenli North Street Police Station and people from the local community office often came to harass them in their home. The old couple had to move back to their hometown in the countryside. Recently, the police have begun to threaten the couple's children, who are not practitioners. They have ordered their son to bring his parents back to Shijiazhuang City. If he obeys, the couple will then be sent by the police to be tortured and brainwashed. If he doesn't cooperate, he will be dismissed from his job and detained for 15 days. The police have also threatened the couple's son-in-law, trying to force him to divorce his wife, the daughter of the two Falun Gong practitioners. Otherwise, he also will be dismissed from his job. The police are also threatening other family members, trying to involve them in the persecution. One practitioner who escaped from China, Yongjie Tan, is now recovering in Houston, Texas. Mr. Tan suffered 13 burns to his legs from an iron rod that was heated to a glowing red and then pressed into his legs by police at the Baluo labor camp. After an almost superhuman escape effort, that included days of walking on crutches, nights hidden in bushes by the wayside, a none-too-comfortable ride on a tractor, and a harrowing trip as a stowaway aboard a cargo ship out of Hong Kong, Mr. Tan landed in California and hitchhiked to Texas. He has undergone extensive skin grafts in the last month to repair burns that extended deep into the muscle tissue. Doctors from the Park Plaza Hospital expect him to make a complete recovery, and they say that it's a miracle that he's alive. In Ottawa, Jin Yu continues her vigil outside the Chinese embassy to free her husband from Dafeng labor camp in China. She was joined on August the 1st by renowned human rights lawyer and MP Erwin Kotler and MP Scott Reed. In his statement to the media, Mr. Kotler said, "It must be our responsibility, Canadian people everywhere, to speak on behalf of those who cannot be heard, to bear witness on behalf of those who cannot testify, to protect those who put not only their livelihood, but indeed their lives on the line, and to affirm and reaffirm and recommit ourselves to the values of truth, compassion, and forbearance, not only as an expression and example of the best of ancient Chinese values, but as universal norms that inspire us all wherever we may be.
True and authentic values of the great Chinese civilization can be given proper expression and respect.
We believe in the heavenly principle that good will be rewarded with good and evil deeds will receive retribution. Recently, many natural disasters have occurred in China in places where authorities have brutally persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. The China News Agency reported that according to observations made at the China Seismic Station, at 5:41 p.m. on July the 11th, 2001, Beijing time, an earthquake of 5.3 magnitude occurred in Nanyugu Autonomy County of Gansu Province. In Guangxi, floods have caused 10 deaths and an estimated loss of about $1.2 billion U.S. since July. This is the worst flooding in the past 50 years. Up to July the 9th, there were disasters in 48 towns and counties, 11.6 million people were affected, 82,000 houses had collapsed, and 1,500 villages had been surrounded by the floodwaters. Many authorities who have been particularly vicious in their treatment of Falun Gong practitioners have suffered personal calamities. About 3 weeks ago, an accountant, Zhang Hongwu of Xixia City, Shandong Province, slandered badly Falun Dafa and its teacher, Li Hongzhi. 3 days later, while walking on the street, Zhang unexpectedly fell down and died on the spot. Secretary Kuang Zhengguo of Shanning Public Security Bureau discovered that the detained Falun Dafa practitioners had gone on a hunger strike to protest their illegal detention. He went into a rage and broke three of Dao Jushen's ribs after beating him with a metal shackle. The next day, Kuang himself fell ill and had to be admitted to hospital. On October the 23rd, 1998, a group of researchers from the China Union Medical University, the Beijing Medical University, the Chinese People Police General Hospital, Beijing Hospital No. 2, Xiyun Hospital, and the Chinese People's Military General Hospital released the results of a survey they had conducted amongst Falun Gong practitioners in five districts in Beijing. 12,731 valid questionnaires were returned to them. Their results showed that Falun Gong's disease healing rate is 99.1%, with a cure rate of 58.5%. They concluded that the government of China was saving billions of dollars in medical expenses because of the health achieved by people who practice Falun Gong. However, when Jiang Zemin began the brutal persecution of the practice, one of the main criticisms that was leveled against practitioners of Falun Gong is that they refuse medical treatment. In their propaganda, the PRC states that 1,400 people have died as a result of practicing. You can see from the research done by the Beijing medical officers that most practitioners become healthy and no longer need any medical treatment. Some courageous people in China who do not practice Falun Gong and who want to let the world know the truth about the crackdown have come forward with their stories. One woman, Xiao Yufen, wrote recently, "My husband, Wang Ku, once had type B hepatitis. It was diagnosed in 1984, and he died in 1998 due to liver cirrhosis. Two of his brothers had also died of the liver disease. In August 1998, we do not know what happened. The death of my husband was published in the newspaper to attack Falun Gong. My husband died of liver disease, and it had nothing to do with Falun Gong, because he never practiced Falun Gong." At the Nordic Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference, a practitioner from Ireland related the following. "Before starting Falun Dafa, I had been severely depressed for over 5 years, had tried all conventional means of medical treatment. And at one stage, I had to take 3 months sick leave. I spent a month in the hospital, couldn't sleep, eat properly, or think clearly. The smallest task was a major struggle. I had to take sleeping tablets to get a decent amount of sleep. A friend suggested I take up Qigong. Then I remembered the Falun Dafa classes I had attended over 2 years ago. I went to a reading session. While reading the lecture in the United States, I felt that my mind was opening up. Master Li's insight and the power of Falun Dafa penetrated beyond the depths of my depression to give me comfort. I felt better than I had in years. This was in just a couple of hours. The benefits of Falun Dafa are incredibly rapid. It helped me more in 2 hours than 4 years of expensive treatment from psychiatry, counseling, psychology, hypnotherapy, and other doctors. I was soon able to completely stop taking all medication. There was no longer any need for sleeping tablets. Master Li helped me develop such a good understanding of my illness. For the first time, I understood its root cause. It all came down to my selfish thoughts and behavior. When I began to look inside for reasons and to fundamentally change my mentality, my depression shifted instantly. I know I will never again suffer from it, or any illness for that matter, as long as I remain a practitioner of Falun Dafa." Thank you for joining us today. We invite you to tune in again to find out more about Falun Gong, an ancient and peaceful practice from China that teaches how to cultivate the body, mind, and spirit.